Today's daf in Masechet Sotah brought to you by Bein Komot Yerushalayim is daf Mem Dalet, not to be confused with either mud or blood. Yes. That's more like it, Bein Komot Yerushalayim. So we're holding in the middle of a number of unrelated ma'amorim that Reb Yitzchak quotes Reb Yochanan as quoting Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov, and continuing on with these inyanim. Today we have on the bottom line of Gam and Beit, Vomer Yitzchak Omer Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, a mate is to face arba amot tuma. The Rabbanon goes there that if you come within four amot of a mate, they're worried that you may, if you're an oichle truma and so on, you may end up not even realizing, since you're so close, that something was ma'il alamed, you stretched out a hand or something. So therefore they were gozer that the entire area is considered to be tameh within arba amot. And in fact, there's a remez to this in the actual Tana that we have accepted as the gears of our Mishnayos, which is v'tana tuna, our Tana, is in the Mishnah, talks about a chotzer of a kever, ha'omeid b'tocho tohor. So remember that a chotzer hakever, we had a whole discussion regarding the mode of kfura in kuchin that was so common at the time. And we had that whole description of how many amot and how many kuchin you fit into the neighborhood of the shunat hakever. The chotzer hakever is the area in which you can stand with openings to the different directions of the kuchim, ma'arot, that contain the kuchim that go off on the side. And that area, because it's so clearly defined, is not part of the actual entrance into the ma'ara, is not a problem in terms of tumah, because it's separated out. So basically you've got this middle area, and then you've got this thin hallway that opens into the ma'ara, off of the side. And this can go, as we recall, in all directions. If it's a large shunat hakever, we have to be baidik. Remember what I said before. If you stumble over a kever, maybe it's a shunat kvarot, and so on and so forth. All of that is included in this sugya. Now, the question is, how large does that chatzer have to be before it's considered to be a choshev place unto itself? So that is a machloket. According to Beit Shammai, Hushia ba'arba amot al arba amot. According to Beit Hillel, arba tvachim, like by Shabbat, right? What's the dinim in Rishut b'fnei atzmo, in terms of many, many issues, but in Shabbat we had again and again and again. If it's a mokam arba of arba'a, not arba, arba'a is male, and it's a reference to the tefach, which is a much smaller size. This has nothing to do with the arba amot that we're talking about. Don't get confused. When we said metofes arba amot, all that we're trying to show here is that there is a assumption that if you would have been in the same area of the mate, then the mate would have been metame. Since over here you have mechitzot between the mokum of the kvura of the mate and the actual entry into the ma'ara, so we're not worried about your becoming tummy when you make a gezeira, and that's going to be our deal. But the only reason that we're having this whole discussion is because it's so clearly marked off as a separate area. But if it wouldn't be clearly marked off as a separate area, we would assume that indeed it would be matami. Where would that come from? You weren't ma'il on the mate, why would it be matami? So you see from here, that's going to be our raya. Anyway, but let's finish it up. So Beit Hillel says arba atvachim. Bamed v'im amurim, when do we say that you can rely on this as being a separate area? Dafka where pitcha milim ala. Aval pitcha min hatzad divriyako, you need arba amot. Now this is, makes no sense, as the Gemara is going to point out in a minute. And what it really means is the exact opposite. If the way that this thing is built is that in order to climb in and out of the chotzer, you've got to basically climb the wall, so to speak, to get out. It's not that there's a way in horizontally. So the whole ma'ara is buried under the ground. And then nowadays they do this when they have environmentally efficient homes. They obviously take an elevator down. Okay, so then you would drop down, you know, into this small chotzer. Maybe there were notches in which you can, you know, put your feet. So what the Gemara is going to end up saying it really means is, and forget about the language right now, which is backwards, but what it really means is that if you've got to climb up and down, then if it's such a small area as Arba'ah, this is only a reference to Beit Hillel, there's no way that you're not going to have to put your hand over the side in order to be able to get out. You have to support yourself, and that means you are going to have your hand over the entrance to the actual Mara, and therefore you'll be Matame, and we can't rely on your being able to get in and out there without your extending your arm and ending up being Tame. So, fine. What does this tell you? It tells you that clearly, if you don't have the well-defined area, then it's arba mot, that's a given. You've got to keep your distance in order not to become tame. That must be the Rabbanan Gezer that you're referring to. That the mace is tofes arba mot. Now, the way that it's said over here is backwards. Because what it says over here is Babet Devar about Murim. When would Beit Hillel say that four tfachim by four tfachim is sufficient? Dafka shepitcha lemaala. But if pitcha is min hatzad, divrei hakol arba amot. If you gotta come in with the entrance way from the side, then for sure you need arba amot. What are you talking about? Klapi laya, where the heck are you headed? Adarabba, it makes no sense. It's exactly the opposite. If you have an entrance way that's essentially horizontal, let's say you have like this stairwell that goes down, you know, like a basement entrance that's so popular in the States, you know? So that's an entrance minatzad into a Mara. So then there's no reason why you would stick out your hands and become Tame. So then you would be Midaider of the Nafik. But minatzad, it's not a problem, but milamala. How are you going to get out? After the lomayu, you're going to have to stick out your arms and pull yourself up. So you're going to be a mile over the area where the mate is. So if anything, it should be the other direction. That if the petach is milamala, you're going to need arba amot. Says the Gemara, you're right. Let's restate that. Obviously, we got it backwards. Ella. Bamed or mamurim, where does Beit Hillel say that it's sufficient to have a mokum choshuv? And that's only arba tvokim, like everywhere else. That's only if pitchas minatzad, and you don't have to stick your arms up. Abba pitcha milamala, even Beit Hillel's mod arba amot. So, what do you see from here, says the Gemara? This is my raya to the Tana Tuna. This entire discussion in the Mishnah is only Hani Mili Chotzer HaKever, we're over there Mesayim in Mechitzata. You've got a clear-cut, defined Mechitzas. You have no way that you're going to come to be Ma'il Ala Meit. But if you just had a Meit standing, that's lying there, so then obviously a Meit Ba'amo would be toughest, and you would need our Ba'amo. That seems to be a given. And that's basically bringing a Raya from the Mishnah to the Maimer of Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov.
This Tumah within our realms, it's
Durabonah. Of a Chashash.
A Chashash.
We're going to keep calling him away so that they don't come to be Matame Tyrus. Lemaisa, once you bring it up already, Lemaisa, there's a whole question about whether this, apparently the minhag was that in the Beta, what we call nowadays Beta Alvayot, which used to be the chotzer where everybody was aimed, or the clearing where one was aimed on the way to the Beit HaKvarot, now they have a building. So the question over there was, if obviously it was meant to be uncovered in order for Kohanim to come in. So if a Kohen was going to give a hesped, could he stand within Arba Amot of the Meit? There are a lot of tshuvas about this, that Kohanim were nohag to give a hesped standing next to the mate. How could that be? What about the din of the Arba Amot? The Kohen has to stay away. This comes up nowadays in the hesped that they say on the way sometimes. They'll stop, they'll be amen, and say some words. And then the Kohanim, before they get into the area of the kever, the kvarot themselves, so you'll find a Kohen, and he's standing close to the mate. He's not marking on Arba Amot. So there are many who hold that this din of the mate being tofes is only where it's really his mokom. That's the pshat. So he's to face Arba Amot where that's where he's going to be staying.
Yeah,
Yeah, but stam, where you sit down on the way to a levaya, you sit down a mita, that's not considered to be a mokum where he's toyfes the arba amot. Okay, that's already old shayla.
Most generally, they're not like that. They always come and show us take.
Yeah, this is where the melamed schus and that they're being sermic on this. Obviously, you're not supposed to.
But that's when there's no.
Obviously, yeah, top. Right. You can't go into a place where it's a
mala. What about inside a hearse? That's like a zara. Should one stay dalet amas away from the hearse? I heard they even then
erosion. I don't know. I don't know whether that.
Oh, zara something. I don't know.
I mean, you mean with where? I know what you're saying, but where the mate is not inside of a container that has poter tefach, you mean? Just the body. So, but they learned that's the same thing as a kever itself, as golo, the doifik. I don't know where they get it from. I don't know. Maybe it's, how would you be matami? Okay, I hear you. It's Nagei El Zorak, is what you're saying. Okay, you said it's Nagei El Zorak, yeah. Okay, next thing we got into the Mishnah. Mia Isha Sher Eres Isha. Okay, so here too we get into the Diyukim. Asher. So from the Asher Eres, we learn Echad Amharesit Abdullah, Echad Amharesit Amana, Echad Shomeret Yavam, and continue the Mishnah. Even if you've got Hamisha Achin, and one of the brothers is actually killed in the war itself, and Echad Mehem is made by Milchama, Kulam Chozrim. Now, it could have said, Lo Lakach. So instead, it's Velo Lekacha. And as we were Medaik in all the other cases, it's coming to be Mamayat something. What is it coming to be Mamayat? Prat Lam, Analakurim, Gadog, Ushavachalut, Elakon, Idiot. Mamzeret unetinali Israel, bat Yisrael mamzeret unetin. Those are not considered to be cases where it's a dover shalak masnefesh that you don't go back to be with your wife. The wife is not ruia for you. Now says the Mishnah, I don't understand. Isn't this an avera? So then it would only work out if it's lema to look Rabbi Yosi Haglili. Because remember that Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, we mentioned this yesterday, and we're going to see it later today. I'll leave it to Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, the meaning of Mia Isha Yarei V'Racha Levav, who has to go back anyway, is somebody who is fearful that he's going to be punished and die in the war because he's Mityarei Mi'Averot Shebiyado. So this guy, who knows deep in his heart that he's married to a woman that he's usher to, so what are you telling me? So prat to him, he doesn't go home. He has to go home anyway because of the status that he's living in sin. Yeah? Says, well, not necessarily. I feel tem Rabbi Yossi HaGlili, it could be going like Rabba. Rabba pointed out that olam eno chayav ad sheyivo. We find by the Yisrei Kuhuna, so it says, the Amana, the Grusha, the Chalala, Zonat, Elo lo yikach. And all of these cases go end up with the words, the next pasuk, v'lo yechalel zaro ba'amat. So in other words, what the Torah is makpid on is lo yechalel zaro. But the lekicha kwa lekicha zaros. The fact that he married her doesn't matter. It's not an avera. So he's not doyek from the averas. Biyodo, if he wasn't boil. That's what we're saying. So he was a race Isha, who's a surah to him, so. But there's no Isser in the Erison. So he did the act of Lekukim. Therefore, Philip of Yosef Lili, he wouldn't be Choser. So what do we see from here? Matam. Lo Yikach is defined by the Torah, by the Pesuk that says, in order that Lo Yichalel. Okay. So until he actually does an act that could be Mechalel Zaro, and obviously that would require intercourse, then he's not considered to be over on the Yisr.
If the woman wasn't shy to have children.
No, that isn't the point. That is
the act.
Yeah. Tan Rabbanan, Asher Bana, Asher Nata, Asher Erase. Note the way that the Kohen addresses the overall structure of it. Forget about the details. What is the order of his addressing the people? Building a home, planting a vineyard, taking a wife. That's not a coincidence. Limdat Torah derech eretz. The Torah is teaching you how normal people are meant to act on this planet. You don't go ahead, find a girl, fall in love, and then start worrying about where you're going to get your parnassah from or where you're going to live and so on. That's not how to live. That's derech eretz. Is yivne adam bayit. Then yitak kerem. He's got an income. Then he can go get married. Ba'av shlomo amar b'chachmato. V'achein b'achutz melach terecha. Prepare something out there in the open territory. V'adta basadelach. And you've got a future for yourself out there in your field, which means a literal field of a profession. So we use that same word. In your field. And then, uvanita betecha, then you can build your home, not your house, your home. So this is how we understand the pasuk. Achein b'chutz melachtecha. Well, you need an open space to be able to do your work. That's building a house. Adata, get a future in your field. That would be here, the equivalent of the Kohen Mashuach saying, mi ha'ish asher natakere. And then, refers to getting married. But in a world that does everything backwards, it's no wonder that the results are backwards. Another way of understanding the pasuk is hachein b'chutz melachtecha is reference to how to learn. First, become a baki in Tanakh. Then you can get a future. V'adeta basadelach, you invest in a future. Investing in a future is Mishnah. As Mishnah provides you the structure that you need to be able to expand into your Gemara. And then, after you've got that all set up, then, uvanita vetecha ze Gemara. But when you start doing it completely backwards, you take people who have never even looked at Tanakh, and you try teaching them Gemara and the Mishnah. What do I always expect that with Mishnah? The Mishnah's in the Gemara, isn't it? So because of that, you end up, of course, knowing absolutely nothing, the same way that backward lives don't work. Another approach is the basic empty area includes Mikra and Mishnah. Your future is the Gemara, but the life is living your life. The Banita Betecha is Maisim Taimi. Rabbi Eliezer ben Osher of Yossi Agilini says, no, it's much more than that. The basic Hachana Bachutz is Mikra, Mishnah, and Gemara. Your future is Maisim Taivin. Then, Ubanita Betecha, you've got a place where it's uniquely your place to live. That's Drosh V'Kabel Tzachar. Expand your mind even where you don't have opportunities to be able to be Otsik in those particular Maisim Tovin, but that becomes a vision of reality. That's your real bayit, believe it or not. That's like that beautiful... That guy, I keep forgetting his name for some reason. That American thing, Chesterton. This is the only real question you get. The only real question that matters. Whether you're renting a home to someone, you're lending him money, you're hiring him from a job. What's his philosophy of life? That's the only thing that matters. All the other things, you know, can he afford the rent? Forget about that. He'll work it out somehow. But you want to know, what is this person? That's the Drosh V'Kabel Tzachar. Elu she'enan chozrim, then continues the Mishnah. Someone is born at Beit Shar, and then Reb Yehuda says that if he actually is making a bayit that was exactly the same bayit that he had before, then it's not considered to be. But Reb Yehuda is made, if you even raise the thing by one demos, so you added an additional brick to the height of the house. That's a new house. It's got a whole different panim. So he's murdered that for that you would be chozer. Ribli Ezra Omer, Afa v'ne beit levenim b'sharon lo haya chozer. Why is that? Tana b'pnei shemechachim oto pa'mayim b'shavua. Every 7 years you're going to be going through two completely shiputzim because it's not, the bricks are not good enough to support your home. And that's not considered to be an investment that people have the sense that it's them on. And then the Mishnah says, it's all very nice that you're chayzer for the miyayish asher banah asher nata asher erez But there's people that don't even go up to the Marachot HaMilchama in order to be Choser. What are those? Those are the one who were Mechanech the Beit Chadash, but they haven't been there for a year. Those are the ones who were actually already Mechal their Kerem, but they haven't enjoyed the produce for the year. There's someone who already married the woman, but he needs to be Nakila Beito Shana Achat, V'simachat Ishto Asher Lakach. So from there we learn Tana Rabbana. When it says Ki Yikach Ish Isha Chadasha Lo Yetzei Batzava, you might think that means new, meaning that she is a brand new woman, and that means that she's a betula. But an amana grusha is not included. How do I know if an amana grusha is included? Talmud lomar isha mechomakum. You start off with the word yikach ish isha. Fine. So then, whatever, right? So then, why does it say shachadasha? It means to you she's a new woman. It's nothing to do with the reality. But, I mean, if she's not you to you, new to you, because your mouth is a grushato, that's, and indeed, that's not considered to be Isha Chadasha. So Isha Chadasha is a personal description. Tan Rabban.
Sorry, Abai is Chadash v'chancho. What's chancho mean in this case?
He moved in.
Not a
he's living there. He's had the pleasure of starting a new life, and now you're taking him out to the army? Mm-hmm. He doesn't even go. I just started living, man.
So how much, a year?
A year, but it's the fairish, a year. So, Matam Adlomar, turn around, huh? We, in this case, what does it say? Lo Yetze Batzava. So this guy, Bechlal, is not Yetze Batzava. So you might think, okay, Lo Yetze Batzava, he doesn't go out to the army, but he should go out to the, be a jobnik. You know, they go do road maintenance. Talmud lomar. Yoch betzav ha'odelo yetzav. I speak by him mazon, yetakin adrachim. Talmud lomar velo yavor lechol davar. You can't get him involved in anything. Yoch oshani marbet. So maybe then, if you built the house and haven't been mechanech, matakar velo chalolo, the three cases that we had before, eretz yisha velo lekacha. Also, we should learn out from here that when we send them back from the Barchei Milchama, it means we don't engage them in anything. Talmud lomar alav lo yavar alav lechol davar alav yata ma'avir aval ata ma'avir al acherim. But if it already says lo yavar al kol davar lechol davar, why does it have to even say lo yetze betzava? If we won't even use them to drive a truck to deliver supplies, Koshke is not going to go out in the actual fighting corps. Why do you have to say it? We should understand that this is shlavim. You're not allowed to take him. What's the word for? I'm telling you. For taking someone and forcing him to do things.
Of course.
No, draft is a word. There's another. Okay. All right, so the... No, enlist is the opposite. That's where he's coming. All right, so in any event, it means if you use him for driving a truck, that's one law. If then he's taken to the army to actually fight, it's an additional law. So it's amazing that each element of it has to be understood separately in what it is that is being done wrong. Rabbi Akiva Omer, what are they referring to when they say, Mi'aish hayarei v'racha leibav? What do you mean, what are they referring to? It's what it says. A guy who's scared. This guy's too soft-hearted to, you know, what does he eat? Kish, probably. So this kind of guy, he can't stand to go out and fight. He starts, you know, getting all nervous when he sees a cherub shlufa. Oh my God, oh my God. That's not a guy who can go out to a war. Rabbi Yosef, means he's worried about his own rights to life. And actually, the Torah wants all these guys to get out of the war. And because of that, we find this wild idea that because you built a new home, you're sent away. I mean, that's like a little bit overdoing it, isn't it? But that's the point. The Torah wants these guys to come up and then have whatever, 3% of the people are leaving the Marchim Milchamah. Why? To cover for this guy. Because this guy's going to destroy the war. We can't have people like that out there. We don't want him. Then we want the Haredim out there. No, he won't leave. People do this all the time. Yeah, he's so embarrassed. He's like, what am I going to do? You know, you find people like this all the time. You know, just close your eyes and go ahead. But the bottom line is you freeze. You sit there, you freeze. You don't do anything. Everybody looks at you. It's a disaster. So, and we'll see, this is the mission that leads us into the whole question of preventing people from attempting to escape from the, you know, we'll shoot people that try to run away for the battle. Because they have a din of a raidef. They're destroying the entire effort. It says that, as the Rambam says, Dam Kol Yisroel is on him. A guy like that. What do we want this guy for? As a matter of fact, Lefichach Taltalo HaTorat Kol Eilu Sheyachzuru Begolam. Dafka, we give excuses. It's very much like the Israeli army today. We don't want Haredim there. They don't want to fight. So we give excuses, you know. So it's because of whatever, you know, clergy discounts. But in reality, as everybody knows, underneath it all, these are not the type of people we want in the army. That's what it boils down to. And therefore, we pretend that it's for other reasons. Reb Yossi, and around Reb Yossi, seems to be saying the same thing as Reb Yossi, really. Reb Yossi Omer, Almana l'Kohen Gadol, Gushavach alotel l'Kohen Ediot, Mamzer n'tin al Yisrael, Bat Yisrael, Mamzer n'tin. This is what it means to be Yoiv Rachaleva. So the Gemara is going to ask, isn't that the same thing? What exactly is the difference between that? And then, Yah continues the Pasuk. Okay, now we have finished the speeches, and the Shotrim have finished. Gechalot Shotrim l'daber la'am, ufakdu sarei tzvaot barosh ha'am. So the first thing we do is we appoint leaders, but we also appoint people in the back end. Ubakevoshalam ma'amidim. The point is Saretzvaot are in front, first of all. They're not behind the scenes, leading the battle from the comfort of their armchair. But the implication is also that there's not only at the Roshaam, there is something in the Akevaam. Mirosho ad Akevo. What is at the Akevaam? Those are Zikifin. Zikifin means people that stand up anybody that falls. You know? So a guy is hesitant, you give him a kick in the rib, you get moving, man. You know? So he says, okay. And then behind them, there's anybody who managed to escape the Zikifin. Then we got people who shoot deserters. So they, Achreim, we have others, Achirim Yachorayim, who hold Kishilim Shel Barzel. They've got these guns. We call them a Vakish Lachzor. Somebody's trying to run away. Cut off his feet. Let him run now. Because this guy is a danger to the entire nation.
Just a few moments ago, that we want the people scared to run away. Now we're saying that.
Not once they're fighting, before they fight. That's the svar. Why should chilat nisa nefila? Now this is crazy. It should say should chilat nefila nisa. And the Gemara indeed is going to change the girsa. But having people starting to run, that is the beginning of the end. In the end, you're gonna lose. Shinema, we see this in the pasuk. Nas Yisrael lifnei plishtim is when they're giving the horrible news to Eli. Nas Yisrael lifnei plishtim v'gam magifah gdola hayta ba'am. Or you find vayanusu anshei Yisrael lifnei plishtim vayiplu chalalim b'har ha'gilboah. This is all a disaster. Why? Because Nas. That's the point. You don't stand your ground and you start to run, and it's a rout. A run becomes a rout. When is all of this said, that we let people leave and some don't even bother showing up? This is b'milchemet harishut. But a milchemet mitzvah, over there's no such thing as not being involved in the war effort. In the war effort, hakol yotzin. I don't care, chatan michedro, ekala michupata. Over there you're too scared to fight, to drive a truck. Cook in the kitchen. I don't care what you're doing, but you're doing something. What's that? Shivyon Adetel. Okay? So there, even, and that's how some learn Kalami Chupata. When Kalami Chupata, then she can cook. Okay? She can write letters.
So uniforms.
Exactly. So uniforms, work in the factories, whatever it takes. So there, everybody is Yotze. Rav Yehuda says, I would put this differently. I would say, b'medvar me'amurim b'melchemet mitzvah, avo b'melchemet chovah, I wouldn't say, I would put it one step, I was going to explain what this means. B'melchemet chovah kol yotzi. Afilu chatan mechedro v'kala mechupato. So first of all, the question is, Rav Yehuda seems to simply be repeating Rav Yehuda clearly. He's talking about a kohen who marries an isser. I mean, that's what Rabbi Yosef really said. If he's Yorimi, Averot should be Ado. So what's the difference between them? The difference is what kind of Averot. Says Rabbi Yosef, nah, it's not Averot should be Ado. I mean, look, you know, everybody's got Averot should be Ado. Let's talk about a guy who's living in sin. That's a different situation. He you gotta get rid of. Whereas Rabbi Yosef really says, look, I don't care what the Avera is, man. It's even. Come on, also, the Tanya Sach bein Tefila le Tefila. A guy speaks between his putting on his Tefila Shoyat and his Tefila Shorosh. That's it. He can't go out to war. We can't have people like that out in the war. Are you crazy?
He's partially not together because of his
work. Avraham biyado v'chozer alam yorchim mechoma. What kind of shmo am I when I'm going to go out fighting there and then? And then the Shekhinah is going to be with me, and so on. I'm an idiot. Right? Here's a big machlokas. It's a big sugi in the Gemara, even, first of all. I mean, as you know, it starts in the Gemara, the question of what bracha to make on the Shoyad, what bracha to make on the Shorosh. And then the question is, Rashi says over here that the Avera is, as opposed to Pashas of the Gemara, which is the way the Rosh understands it, the Avera is the Sikha, not what the Sikha is goring. Because you're supposed to be osik. It's not because of brocha. It's because of the fact that your mind is so impossible to focus that you're in the middle of doing your mitzvah of tefillin, and you're speaking to a guy about the weather. And it's outrageous. But Rashi learns that it's not the sikha per se. It's the grima of the, it's that you didn't make another bracha because you thought the sikha wasn't a hafzik, so you ended up losing the bracha. So it's a very strange way to lose, and especially if you hold it, you're supposed to make two brachas every time, so what's wrong with the sikha in between, you know? This becomes a tremendous, tremendous question about whether it's because you were goyim or bracha shena tzricha, according to the shita of the Rambam and the way the Sfarim are knowing. Or whether you didn't make the bracha, according to the Shita of the Rabbeinu Tam, should have made another bracha. Okay, but anyway, this is not the place for it, obviously. Okay, so who is that? That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says any little thing is considered to be a Yorei Varacha Leva. You have to go into that war feeling confident that you are Roi, that Vatem, you're not like that. That the Shechinah is Mitalech, Bekerov Machanech. So who is the author of the following braita? Shama kol kranot. A guy hears the sound of trumpets. Virtia, he starts trembling. Hagafat risim. Or he sees those shields coming out. Oh my God, oh my God, virtia. Tzichtzua karavot, the swords come out, and he starts pissing in his pants. Mayim shotatim lo al birkav. He's got his urine dribbling down his feet. Get rid of this guy. Choser says that apparently only like Rabbi Akiva. Because Rabbi Akiva says it means Kipshuta. Rabbi Yosef Glili says it means Yorei Varach Mitam HaAvera. No, says the Gemara. Obviously, what do you think? Rabbi Yosef Glili is crazy? You want people like this in the war? That's not the point. The point is Yorei Varach HaLevav. This is worse than Yorei Varach HaLevav. This is the guy is psychologically incapable of doing anything but freezing up. There, I feel Rabbi Yosef really is moda. That's included in v'lo yimaset levavachav kilavavo. Don't let this guy melt everybody else's heart the way he doesn't have a heart that can function. That's for sure included. It's included in the lav, not in the aset. In other words, Aliba to Rabbi Akiva, this guy is not in a state of trembling, but he just can't handle it. It's a different thing. He's not impaired, he's not functionally impaired at this point. But we don't even want him, according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yossi Haglili, kick him in there and get him moving. But the person that you can't kick in there and get him moving, he's frozen stiff, he doesn't know what to do. So he's like a deer in the headlights. You can't have a guy like that in the war, obviously. He's putting himself up there to destroy the morale.
When do you send him back?
When you see his behavior. Even then.
Send him back.
Yeah, Lechora, he would be lo yemaisit levavachav is at any point. Why did you say me? Chilat nisanefir, the beginning of the route is the running. It should be just the opposite. It's chilat. The chilat nifila is the running, not. The beginning of the running is the route. It's already been a route. There's nothing to run. It's already finished. So it should say the opposite. Tchilat nifila nisami boile. Yet, it is the opposite. We made a mistake. Ema b'plensh tchilat nifila nisam. B'me dvarim amurim b'milchemet harashut. What is going on? That is this like a semantic argument exactly where Rabbi Yehuda starts talking about, no, actually it would be Milchemes Mitzvah versus Chovah. Well, what do they mean? I'll tell you, says Rabbi Yochanan. The point over here is that you need to recognize there are really three different levels of war. So those three different levels are being addressed. But what the Rabbanan are calling Rishus is what Rabbi Yehuda is calling a mitzvah. So that the type of war that we're talking about, that the Chachamim says is Eino Yotze, and the Chassan doesn't go out at all, Rabbi Yehuda is agreeing that the Chassan isn't Yotze, except that Rabbi Yehuda calls that a mitzvah. And we'll see later on that that is more than just semantics, because there's no Geala Alorcha. If you call that a mitzvah, then it means that anyone who's being osik in that war is not having any other mitzvah. Because osik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah. If you call it a reshus, then listen, buddy, you know, you still got to put on your tefillin and take off time and daven or whatever, because this is a milchemes ha-reshus. So that would be the nafkamina. But in terms of the p'tur, vis-a-vis the halacha of eno yotzei l'chol davar, that's not what they're arguing about, okay? And what the Rabbanan called the mitzvah, where they said even the chosin and the kala are yotzin, that is the same war that Rabbi Yehuda is calling a chovah. And let me explain it to you, says Rava. Because what's confusing you over here is that there's really three different levels. And let's take a look at the extremes. Milchamot Yoshua l'kibush, okay? You want to first be kovesh Eretz Yisrael. That is an absolute chovah. Forget about whether it's a mitzvah or not. Nobody gets away with it. You're coming into Eretz Yisrael, every last guy is going to be doing something. So that's, for sure, that's called a chovah. The milchamot of Beit David, those are l'ravacha b'yama. That is, we saw in the Gemara in Brachos, you know, they walk into business, what are we going to do about the economy? Things aren't going well. Well, we need leverage strong, you know. Let's invade Saudi Arabia. They seem to have what to do for our economy. Okay, so that is certainly a reshus, and that is rivacha. That for sure is called a reshus. The question is whether every once in a while, you know, dropping a bomb on the possible nuclear sites or things like that, just to make sure that you keep them down and they don't get capabilities that are going to be problematic in the future. And that's called limu'ute of dekochavim delolaiti alayu, preventive medicine. So those type of attacks, what do we call those? That's the nafkamina. So mar korile mitzvah, mar korile reshus. So I understand if you're going to bomb a reactor in Iran. So you call that a mitzvah, and you call that a reshus. But everybody is made in terms of the halacha. The point over there is that the nafkamina would only be in terms of the din, whether it has a halacha of a mitzvah to pater you from other mitzvahs, because I used to be mitzvah pater min a mitzvah. or whether it's considered to be a reshus in that particular area, Tapatiyah. Fortunately, our president walked in right at the right moment. Hadron Allah, Mashuach, Milchama. Okay. What a different attitude, no? An amazing sense of, like, how much of a mitzvah I'm being used again. You know, the same when you're flying that bomb with a couple of, you know, tactical nukes, you know. Do I need to put on my phone? It's such a nice bit of mitzvah. I have to concentrate because it's calming. No, seriously. It's like a whole different activity in the world to live a life of Keshem, look at Kabbat Alech, be careful, Machan Echad. Amazing.
Such the kibush, which is seen as a mitzvah, being attacked, it's not on the list.
Yeah, no, Enoch Inami, that doesn't, that's obviously included, that's kibush. The lowlife, say, in the future, or to expand, are the only issues that we have. Those are brought halacha also, actually, throw it in.
The mitzvah, so we're talking about, say, a war, six-day war was one level of war, the Lebanon war would be another level of war.
I don't know. That's not the lo laisa alecha. That's more than a preemptive strike. I mean, there it's that. Here we're talking about the type of strike in which they're not coming to fight you, but they're developing capabilities that will allow them to come and fight you. But where you're talking about, they're already already marachei milchama. So, but there it's that. It's not just prevent. Preventive medicine.
It's like when Israel attacks the weapons on the way to Hezbollah in Syria.
Yeah. Well, yeah, which is the equivalent of the reactor.
If Israel was to attack Iran, hopefully very soon, so then that would be like the preemptive.
That would be a preemptive strike, which would be a question whether it's mitzvah. But I mean, that's obviously what the argument is in terms of the Ma'arechet HaBitachon, and the reality is that it's a Mechamis Mitzvah. Not,
right,
the reality is that as soon as they develop capabilities, I've already said they want to destroy you. I mean, we're obviously going to play games with them. But since, you know, in the Goyim's point of view, nobody ever means anything, and Hitler had actually loved Jews.
Happens,
and,
right?
Yeah, and then we'll talk about it, as long as it's Jews. So. Yeah. All right, so Egla, Rufa, the next thing that we had in our opening of Ne'amorim only B'loshon HaKodesh is the parsh of Egla. Rufa is B'loshon HaKodesh. Shne'emar, now the parsh of Shne'emar is we seem to be trying to bring a raya that's true, and then we bring a pasuk that has nothing to do with the raya that it's true. It's really weird. Shne'emar ki metzei chalal ba'adama v'yatzu zekeinecha v'shoftecha. This is a reference to three of the Dayanim of the Beit Din HaGadol of Yerushalayim, Yoyotzim, we seem to be off on a tangent here, and the Shenemar has nothing to do with it. What's the Gemara going to ask? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, it's not three, it's Chamisha, because the Kenecha is plural, that's Shnayim. Shoftecha is plural, that's another Shnayim. Now, there's no such thing as being able to have a determination of a Beit Din that is Shakul, because there has to be a possibility of the Rove over here, where somebody is the deciding vote. So Motzifim Aleihem Od Echad. Furthermore, Nimtza Tamun Bagal. You find somebody was murdered and he's been covered up with a bunch of stones, or he's hanging off of a tree, or he's floating down the East River. Actually, somebody applies it as Israel, right? So that is not considered to be a Chiyuv of Arifa, Shinemra Ba'adama, not Tamun Bagal, Nofel, Otalui Bilan. Furthermore, if a body was found somuch lisfar, it's in an area that is close to the gvul with the goyim, or even near a city, which is ruba of the kochavim, or actually even if it's found next to a city that doesn't have a beit din, then lo hayu orfim. Now we're going to see that's not so partial, because we are Orfim, and it ought to say, and because this is the Bach changed the Girsa, to Lo Hayu Modedin. Because Ein Modedin Elali Yirshi Yeshbo Beidin. The common denominator of those cases is not that there's no Arifa, because we assume that this is the act of Mechablim, or so on and so forth. the case of the Ein Bo Beit Din only means that we skip that city. That's all.
Next nearest
city that is significant and that has responsible people in it. And they're responsible. They're saying, Yadenu lo ra'u. Shlo shafku. Einenu lo ra'u. And so on. Okay, it's, should I go on or just a little bit into the Gemara at least? Let's do one more minute. Mike Amar, you went off on a tangent. You said, it's B'loshon HaKodesh Shenemar, and then you start talking about how many people come out. Mike Amar. Omar Rabbi Abo, the Mishnah is very misleading. The Mishnah expects you to supply the Anu V'Amru, which we spoke about much earlier in the Masechta, in the opening of the Sugya. So we said that it says Anu Alaviyim V'Amru, and we already know that wherever it says V'Anita V'Amart, or V'Anu V'Amru, or V'Anu Alaviyim V'Amru, all of those cases, we learn out that they mean B'Loshon HaKodesh. So fine, that you know by now, don't you? So Ma'ani Amur L'Halam B'Loshon HaKodesh, Afkam B'Loshon HaKodesh, that's fine. Now, moving on is what the Mishnah is saying. As far as, and this is what we did when we said Ketzad. We said Ketzad by all of the cases, we started explaining. Okay, how is it done? What is done? Not Ketzad, where do we know it from? And this was very confusing, the first Mishnah, that the first words were, where do we know it from? And the second words is the same Ketzad to tell me, what is the procedure? This Mishnah is a little confusing because it seems to want to tell you how do we know it, but expects you to fill that in, and then it moves on to what is the procedure. Okay, here's the procedure. And that shlosha be beit din hagadol of Yerushalayim, etc., etc. What? What the heck? It's easy to get in and out, right? I mean, you're just midrid down the stairs and you're nothing. But milamala, how are you going to get out of it to climb out of a hole? EF should all my. Should have said, then even Beit Hillel is Moda Arba Amot. Okay, so now here's my Raya. Vahane Mila Yichotzer HaKever. We're over there, it's beside the Mechitzot, right? But if it would be stop and open area with the Meit Ba'amot, it's taking for granted that you've got Arba Amot that you have to avoid becoming Tamein. Nia Isha Sherei Reis Isha Tan Rabbanan. Asher erase means echadamares et abdutla, echadamares et almana, echad shomeret yavam, afilu chamisha achne met echad miyam bimulchama, kul and chozrim. Now, could it said lo lakach? Instead it says velo lakacha. So what is that? Mamayet prat, laman alkayin galgur shukalus kol yandim bamzer until I saw, but Yisrael mamzer ol natin. Wait. So let me look Rabbi Yosef Lili, because I'll leave Rabbi Yosef Lili anyway, he's got to be chaser, because the Yori Varach HaLevav is someone who's a mityarei me'averot shviyadot. Actually, I feel the tamer Rabbi Yosef Lili, because Rabbi explained it. The Yomar Rabbi, Liyolam Enochayev, Ad Shiyivo, Matam, Lo Yikach, Velo Yechalel. So Lo Yikach is Mishom Lo Yechalel, Mishom Ochein and Lo Kach, Ad Shiyivo, maybe that's what it's talking about over here, right? He was a race, so he didn't do anything wrong yet. Asher bana, asher nata, asher eres. Why do you think he uses that particular order? Because limdat Torah derech eretz, that's the way to lead a life. First asher bana, shimne ba'adam bayit. And then asher nata, mi'itakerim. V'achar kach asher eres, achar kach nisa isha. V'av shilomo amar b'chuchmato, achin b'chutz ma'achtercha, v'adta b'sadelach, Hakar uvanita betcha betcha. So achen bechutzmach techa means get yourself a home, and then get yourself a future. Amazing, amazing words. It was so contemporary, right? Va'adta, get yourself a future and a field. Besadela, and this is the kerem, or this is your whatever high tech, but whatever it is. Hakar uvanita betcha zuisha. Dover achar achen bechutzmach techa ze mikra. Ata besadela chazem mishna. Haruvanita betecha, that's Gemara. Davracher, achen bechutzmach techa zmikra et mishnah. Av tab sadelach is Gemara. Achar vanita betecha refers to ma'asim tovim. Or, Rabbi Yezim and Asher Rabbi Yosef Gwilomer, Yochein b'chutz malach techa is mikra mishan gemora. Ata b'sadelach refers to ma'asim tovim. Achar vanita betecha is drosh v'kabel sachar. Eilu sheinan chuzrin, abonet beit shar, and so on. So somebody's not drosh, he only faces the things that he faces, you know. And those people lead life, okay, so what am I interested in?
Don't think about it too much.
Yeah, no, whatever comes my way, and I have to learn about it, and I have to learn how to deal with it, so on, but I mean, you know, what comes my way to most people? Well, nothing. Drosh means you search it out. I'm looking for action, man. Okay, what do we do about Eglon Rufo? Well, yeah, who cares about Eglon Rufo? When's the last time you had a chance to bring Eglon Rufo? And what are you talking about over here? Ben Sorum, or are you going to bother learning Ben Sorum? That's all part of the Ella Drosh v'Kabel Sachar. Alach is Kama v'Kama, all the crazy things in life that nobody thinks about. That's the only way to understand what is life all about. Do I really care what happened in the first quintillion to the second after the Big Bang? Drosh v'Kabel Sachar. Ve'elo she'enem chosmin, abona beit shartana. Imosifo even dimus echad, and then he's choser. Now it's a new house. It's got a totally different surah. It's a whole foot higher. Rabbi Yezra Meraf Abonah Beit Levenim B'Sharon Lo Haya Choser Mipnei Shebechashin Oto Pa'amayim B'Shavua Ve'elu She'in Zazim Mimekoman At All Bana Bayit Chadash V'Chanicho Torah Bana Isha Chadasha. So I would think it means that she's new in the sense that you still haven't torn the cellophane apart. Tamad Lomar. So therefore we understand, how do we know I'm one of the Grusha? Tamad Lomar Isha Mikomakon. So then why claim it's an Isha Chadasha? It's rewrapped. Misha Chadasha Lo. But Yatsa Machzir Grusha To Shein Chadasha Lo. Toner Abonan Lo Yetze Batzava Yocho Batzava Ode Lo Yetze Av Yaspik Bayim Umazon Yitakena Drachim Tamad Lomar Velo Yavor Alav Lochol Davar Yocho Shani Marbeaf Abone Bayit Volchin Chotin Natakerem Volchin Lo Yeres Isha Velo Lekacha Tamad Lomar Alav Alav Yatamavir Avlatamavir Alachirim. So let me ask you something. If Lo Yavor means Lochol Davar, what do I need Lo Yetze Batzava for? Lavar alav bishnei lavim. V'yasua shoterim ledaber alaham. Rabbi Akiva omer mi ha'isha yorei v'rach alaviv. Levav means yorei v'rach levav k'mashmo. Eno yachol lamod b'kishrei ha'milchama lirot cherev shlufa. Rabbi Yosef Aglili omer ha'yorei v'rach alaviv. Zah mit yorei min ha'virot shbiyado. Lefichach totalo ha'torah et kol elu she'achzur b'glalan. Rabbi Yosef omer, it means Amar Kohen Gadol, Grusha v'Chalutz v'Kohen Ediot, Mamzeret and Atin LeYisrael, Batei Sulam Mamzeret and Atin. That's a Yoreh and a Rach Aleva. V'Hayak Yechalot Ashotrim Ledaber Al Ha'am Mupakdu Saritzvot Berosh Ha'am. Okay, what about Bakevo Shalom? Bakevo Shalom Ma'amidim Zakifim Lifneihem V'Acherim Yet Me'achoreihem U'Kshilim Shobar Zol B'Yedeihem. You lift the guy up, and he still doesn't get up, you shoot him. He's trying to run away. So my Ika ben Rabbi Yossi Aguil, it sounds the same. It's an Avera. No. The question is, what kind of Avera? Ika ben Avera the Rabbonat. So who would be the author of Kamamoto the Tanya? Soch ben Tvila le Tvila. That's called Avera. And that's the type of Avera that you're chozer alami archeam milchamah. That's only like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Alibi Rabbi Yossi, you're not exactly living in sin because you looked at the weather report between your tefillin. Not that long, the tenor of Anon Shama called Kranot Virtia. Agafot, Trisin Virtia. Tzichtua Charavot, and now Mayim Shotatim Lo Abirkab. That such a person is chozer. It seems to be only going alibi Rabbi Akiva. No, of course not. Even Rabbi Yossi Aglili is Ba'a, he's Ba'a. Because we shum tektiva loyim asi levava chav ke levava. That the Torah is telling you is a reboot, that you can't have people around that are going to be damaging. That's the wrong way of saying it. I mean, especially when you're talking about the beginning of the process, you should have said it the process right. Let's get one thing straight. Mahalocha, we're talking about the same war that Rabbi Yehuda it holds exactly as the Rabbanan hold. It's just we're talking about what he calls it. So the Rishus of the Rabbanan, that's what Rabbi Yehuda calls a mitzvah. When the Rabbanan say it's a mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda refers to it as a chovah. Meaning, Omar Rava, so let's say, Milchamot Yoshua for the Kibush Haaretz. That's for sure chovah. And Milchamot Beit David, which is only to be Marviach, additional, you know, land, money, and so on, that's for sure Rishut. There's Mechayev you in that. Ki pligi l'me'ute of dekochovin d'lolaite alayim in the first place. So mar kari l'mitzvah, mar kari Rishut. Nafkemina, only l'gabin v'nevasi b'mitzvah b'ta b'na mitzvah. Hadron alach mashuach milchamah. Eglar ufa b'lashan kore sh'nemar ki matzei chalal ba'adam aviyatzu zekinecha v'shoftecha. This means shloshami beitin ha'gadol sh'b'yushalayim ha'yotzim rebiyotis. No. Add that up. It's chamisha. Hashem is the kinech. Hashnaim shoftech hashnaim. And since ein beitin shakum, osif yin aleim od echad. If nimtza tamun begal, o tolui bilanu tzafa plei amayim lo yorfim, shnem rabba adama, lo tamun begal, lo fel, lo tolui bilan, basadeh, lo tzafa plei amayim, nimtza samach usfar, o liir shurubav dekochavim, o liir shem ba beitin, lo yum modedin. Ein modedin, elo liir shi yeshba, Beit Din.